Tony Robertson is in the studio. He is the MU alumni, Audrain County president, as a matter of fact. And we want to talk a little bit this morning, Tony, about the Come Home Tour that's going on. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Yes. So for several years now, we have had an event called Evening with Mizzou in May on a Thursday evening. And this year, we were fortunate to have this event partner with the Department of Athletics and our Come Home Tour this year. And so we are one of 24 stops that the athletic department from the University of Missouri will be making across the state. We are number 12 of those 24 stops. So as the John Bon Jovi says, we're halfway there.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to this event. This year, it as in years past, it will be held at the Audrain County Historical Society. Weather permitting, which it looks like it will permit, we will have it out on the courtyard out behind the museum. So parking available there on the south side of that. And the event is free and open to the public. We will have food. We will have beverages. We will have adult beverages. We will probably have some raffle items. And just some good camaraderie and good celebration of all things Mizzou.
Well, I think it's going to be pretty cool because we're going to have the Mizzou Athletic Director in town. Desiree Reed Francois is going to be here. And a chance to kind of chat it up with some of the coaches at Mizzou, too. Mizzou Women's Basketball Assistant Jenny Putnam's going to be here. Head tennis coach Chris Wooten's going to be here. It's just going to be all Mizzou and a chance to interact.
Yes, it will be. And, you know, with COVID and everything that went on with Mizzou Athletics over that year and part of another year, I guess you could say, depending on the sport, it's kind of Mizzou's opportunity to get out there into the countryside, out into Missouri. They're also doing a couple out of state, Dallas and Chicago. So anytime Mexico's on the map with Dallas and Chicago, that's a pretty good deal.
Oh, I think so too. Mizzou Alumni Association here in Audrain County. You guys raise money for local scholarships as well, right?
We do. Yes, we've been fortunate to be able to give it's called a Red Graham Scholarship each year. That's $1,000 a year, renewable for all 4 years. And we've been fortunate to be able to give that every year. And then we also give a number of local scholarships, and those are named for Dr. Pete Eckern, who was a longtime Mizzou Tiger booster and supporter here in Audrain County, very instrumental in getting our chapter up and going. So we will, this year we were very fortunate. We were able to present a total of six scholarships, and one being the Red Graham and the other five being Dr. Pete Eckern scholarships. And so we'll have as many of those kids there tonight or Thursday evening as we can to honor them and their families as well. As you can imagine, high school seniors, May is a busy time. So unfortunately, it's hard to schedule something that'll catch them all, but we look forward to seeing as many of them as can come and to honor them and show our appreciation for them heading to good old Mizzou.
No doubt about it. Once again, that's going to be taking place here in Mexico, May the 12th, is that right?
May the 12th at 6 o'clock, and looking at the weather forecast, it doesn't look like we've got much of a chance of rain that evening, I don't think, last I checked, and it is going to be warm, though. So with it being that warm, and even at 6 p.m. still being pretty darn warm, we would encourage folks, don't feel like you have to dress up. Shorts and t-shirt, Mizzou, black and gold, are just fine and permissible. So dress casual, dress comfortable, come out and celebrate the Tigers with us.
If you don't wear your shorts, at least wear your pants, and it'll be a good time over there for sure. There's going to be some autograph signing over there and some Tiger swag, as I understand
it. I think we're going to have some Tiger swag to give away as well. We usually have a few things ourselves with our chapter. We'll probably have a raffle item or two, I would say. So come on over and visit with us. It's always a good time to catch up with folks from not just from Mexico, but from around the county. And I want to stress that as well. This year with our six scholarship winners, three of them were from Mexico, two were from Van Far, and one from Community R6. So we tried to spread it around the schools in the county.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good time. We appreciate you coming in. Maybe Truman the Tiger might even be there. We never know.
We'll see.
We'll have to wait and see. Tony Robertson, appreciate you coming in this morning. And everybody go out and see that Come Home Tour, May the 12th here in Mexico over the Audrain County Historical Society.